4. Temperatures and thermometers. Professor E. N. Dassey-Andrade, DSc, PhD, LLD, F.N.P., FRS. Temperature is measured by means of a thermometer. One general form of thermometer depends upon the fact that most solids and liquids expand as their temperature rises. There are one or two exceptions. There is, for instance, a kind of steel called invar, from invariable, which does not change its dimensions as temperature changes. It is valuable for making pendulums, since if the length of a pendulum changes, its time of vibration changes. It's also used for making very accurate measuring scales. In both cases, then, changes of atmospheric pressure have no effect if invar is used. Another exception is that very odd liquid, water, which has many strange properties. As water gets colder, it contracts, which is ordinary behavior, until it reaches the temperature of 4 degrees centigrade above freezing point. After that, as it gets colder, it expands. This is fortunate, for consider the freezing of a pond. As the water on top gets colder, it shrinks, and so, volume for volume, it becomes heavier and sinks. This goes on until all the pond is at 4 degrees centigrade, but after that, as the water becomes colder, it expands. Therefore, the colder water stays on top and freezes, covering the pond with ice. If the water went on contracting down to the freezing point, the pond would become a solid block of ice in the end. This would not worry people who live in hot climates, but it would be very serious for those who live in cold climates, especially for those who want to break the ice and catch fish which live in the cold water beneath. A common form of thermometer is the mercury thermometer, consisting of a glass bulb attached to a stem with a fine bore. The bulb and a short part of the stem are filled with mercury. When the thermometer becomes warmer, the mercury expands. The amount of expansion, noted on a scale engraved on or attached to the stem, measuring the temperature. Of course, the glass expands too, but not as much as the mercury, so the mercury moves up the scale as the temperature rises. In order to have the same reading on all thermometers at the same temperature, it's necessary to have standard temperatures. The temperature at which water freezes is a fixed temperature and is used to graduate the thermometer. The temperature at which water boils is another temperature which is fixed if the atmospheric pressure is fixed. If, however, the atmospheric pressure is above normal, the boiling point is a little higher. This is because the water has to be raised to a higher temperature for the steam to push back the greater pressure of the atmosphere. Similarly, if the pressure is low, the boiling point is low. Up high mountains, the atmospheric pressure is low because there is a lesser thickness of air pressing down, and water boils at a much lower temperature than usual, so that it is difficult to make good tea. There are different temperature scales in use. The one used in all scientific work is the centigrade scale, on which the temperature of melting ice is called 0 degrees C, C standing for centigrade, and the temperature of water boiling at standard pressure is called 100 degrees centigrade. The space on the stem between 0 degrees centigrade and 100 degrees centigrade is divided into 100 equal divisions.